Well, hello there. Oh, I've got lots of letters for Santa today. And every year, they're the same. Some ask for toys, but a lot ask questions.
A yo-yo?
If you wish to give me a present?
I'd like to be a dentist.
Hey, all you holiday fanatics, surprise! We have a special mini-sode for y'all today, and we are talking all about Underdog. We go through the history of the creation of the Underdog balloon for the Macy's Day Parade, to the Underdog cartoon, and how he is mentioned in our beloved sitcoms like Friends and Seinfeld, which we covered in this podcast. I learned so much about Underdog during this mini-sode. I hope you enjoy, and don't forget to hit subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts so you never miss an amazing episode or a surprise mini-episode like this one.
We covered the Friends episode, Underdog Got Away, within the Friends Thanksgiving episode, the very first Friends Thanksgiving episode. The idea is that the Underdog balloon got away, so everyone leaves the apartment, and by the time they come back, they're locked out and the turkey's burnt. But we did that episode. I actually said, I want to do some research on Underdog because it's so weird. I see it all the time, but yet I wonder if it's still in the parade. And then I went deep on the research and it's a bit of an interesting story. So Underdog's involvement in the parade begins a year after the Underdog show's premiere in 1965. So Underdog, Elaine, you might not know this, but Jeff and Kelsey, I hope you do know, it's a cartoon from the 1960s. Are you still with me on that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, yeah. Kev. I know Underdog well, but not that well. It feels a little outside of our time.
Yeah,
but
it definitely is.
Keep going. Yeah,
it was really even before my time. But the reruns started happening, and I was able to catch those. And you must have seen Underdog.
Oh yeah, same. Yeah, loved Underdog.
The balloon was designed by Joe Harris, the creator and designer of the animated Underdog, and was built by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company at their plant in Rockmart, Georgia. So this balloon was 63 feet in length, 34 feet in width. It was constructed from 700 yards of nylon fabric, was coated in 72 gallons of paint. It took $800 worth of helium and 30 handling lines to bring the colossal canine up to the skies. Immediately preceding the balloon was a specialized Underdog float, the second largest of the year behind the circus float. The float featured several characters from the Underdog show, as well as the medieval castle and the laboratory of the villainous Simon Bar Sinister. That was Underdog's archenemy. Following an October test flight at the Goodyear Hangar in Akron, Ohio, the balloon and float made their public debut Thanksgiving Day 1965. The completed unit showcased an Underdog story written especially for the parade. Sweet Polly Purebred has been captured by Simon Bar Sinister, who plans to use an enormous smoke-spewing ray gun to destroy the parade. I actually remember this episode. Just in time, however, Underdog arrives to save Polly and the parade. Following the parade, a half-hour special entitled Simon Says No to Thanksgiving was presented by NBC. The Marvelous Mutt proved to be a popular addition to the lineup, with newspapers heralding him as the top dog of the parade. Both the balloon and float returned to the lineup the following year, and on Thanksgiving week, the balloon was featured on the cover of New York Magazine. Although the float was retired following the 66 parade, the balloon continued to be the mainstay of the lineup for many years. Throughout Underdog's long career as part of the Macy's Parade, there were only two occasions in which the high-flying hero failed to reach Herald Square. The first occurred in 1971 when all the balloons were pulled from the lineup due to the extreme wind and rain, as we talked about. Underdog, the last balloon in line of the march, was one of the seven that was never even inflated. The second occasion was 1975, in which Underdog struggled much of the route with a deflated right ear and hand. Eventually, at Times Square, the balloon hit a lamppost, puncturing its head and causing the balloon to crash into the street, necessitating its removal. Following the parade, the balloon was repaired by Goodyear employees over the course of 3 weeks, eventually returning to lineup in 76. When the duties of manufacturing balloons were handed over to Baltimore, Maryland's Kemp Balloons, in 1981, refurbishing Underdog with a new coat of vibrant paint was their first job. 3 years later, in 1984, the veteran balloon would be used to help another new manufacturer, Raven Aerostar. This time, Underdog and fellow balloon Olive Oil was sent to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to help Raven engineers understand the workings of the famous Macy's balloons. After 20 years of service, Underdog was retired from the lineup following the 84 parade. The next year, the Underdog balloon was shipped out to Atlanta, Georgia to fly in that year's Macy's Eagleston Christmas Parade alongside Goodyear contemporaries Linus the Lionhearted and Donald Duck, who had also been retired from the main parade. During this appearance, the balloon's right arm suffered from an unknown incident and deflated. This possession marked the balloon's final public appearance. Following the balloon's final flight It was kept in the Macy's Parade Studio for several years. In 1991, it and many other Goodyear balloons were tested to see if they could return to the parade's lineup that year for the procession's 65th anniversary celebrations. Underdog was among those judged to be no longer able to appear in the parade due to rotted air chambers. In 2005, the parade studio team conducted an air test on many of the balloons, discovering that much of the older balloons, Underdog included, could not hold helium or air. Consequently, these balloons were cut up, with swatches being saved from each. Today, only the U on the Underdog shirt is known to exist, part of which was displayed in the Macy's Parade on Parade Tour in 2006. Since the balloon's retirement, Underdog has been represented in the parade just once, appearing as a costume character on Macy's own Town Balloon Celebration Float in the 2001 parade, alongside many other characters that had balloons featured in the parade. Now, in media appearances, Underdog is one of the most popular balloons in the parade's history. In 1966, the Underdog balloon was one of several represented via stock footage in the Man from U.N.C.L.E. episode, The Jingle Bells Affair. In 1984, Underdog was featured alongside almost every other Macy's balloon, and it was featured in the 1982 parade in the Woody Allen film Broadway Danny Rose. In 1994, the first Thanksgiving themed episode of Friends had the one in which Underdog got away, which we mentioned. And in 2008, a replica of the Underdog balloon made an appearance in a CGI ad for Coca-Cola that aired during Super Bowl, where he chased a Coca-Cola bottle through New York City against a balloon version of Stewie Griffin from Family Guy, a show that was never actually represented in the parade. The ad ends as Charlie Brown triumphantly captures the Coca-Cola bottle. And you also see a clip, I think, of Underdog in the Seinfeld episode we mentioned as well. Kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, great story on that, Kev. Yeah. And Underdog's always been one of my favorite balloons in the parade, just because I loved it as a kid, and he just looked perfect with the cape. And that
yeah,
was
for something
I
that
love
always
that.
Stands out for me. Yeah, it stands out for me too.
Thank you all for listening. We love you so much, and we are so incredibly grateful for you. Have a great Thanksgiving.